Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello everyone, this is Luke and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. It's a Saturday afternoon here in London and the weather is kind of grey today. There's, you know, quite a few clouds in the sky. It's not raining, but the sky is grey, there's not much blue. There are a few patches of blue in the sky. The sun is trying to come out, but basically it's quite a grey day today. And it's quite hot and quite humid. So kind of a typical August day, really, in London. Hopefully it's not going to rain, but you never really know in the UK. You never really know what the weather is going to do. I'm planning a podcast about the weather soon, so I'll be talking about British weather and exactly how to describe the weather with lots of vocabulary for describing different weather conditions. I'll do that podcast very soon. But recently I met a student from Oxford University, and she's Chinese. She's called Vicky, that's her English name. And she's studying a master's degree at Oxford University. And she found me, and we had a meeting, and she interviewed me for her university dissertation, which she is doing. And so in the interview, she recorded me for her dissertation, and I recorded her for this podcast. I thought it would be very interesting for students of English around the world to listen to a conversation between me, a native speaker, and Vicky, who is a speaker of English as a second language. Now, Vicky's English is good. I mean, it's good enough for her to be able to study a master's degree at Oxford University. So, obviously, her English is very good. And so it might be useful for you to listen to someone like Vicky who doesn't speak English as a first language but who has learned English to a good enough standard to be able to get onto a course, a master's degree course at Oxford University. So it's kind of a good example. I think Vicky is a good example of someone who has learned English, someone who's managed to learn English. So I'm going to play part of the interview that we had together. Now, in the interview, first she asked me lots of questions about English teaching and about podcasting and so on. And then after that interview, I interviewed her about how she learnt English and if she has any really good advice or any tips on people learning English as a second language. So I'm going to play that interview for you. Just before the interview, let me tell you a bit about Vicky. Her name is, now I'm not sure how to say her Chinese name correctly. I think it's Yung Su, but I might be wrong. She's studying a master's degree in educational studies in e-learning. So that's educational studies in electronic learning, so learning over the internet, for example, at Oxford University. She's doing a dissertation. A dissertation is like an extended project that you do as part of a university degree. So it's like a long final project. And her dissertation is on podcasting in teaching and learning English as a second language in intensive study. So obviously, I think I'm the perfect person for her to talk to, because I'm an English language teacher and I use podcasts a lot, and I make my own podcast. So that's very, you know, appropriate for her, because she's doing a dissertation on podcasting and teaching and learning English as a second language. That's why she wanted to interview me, so she could get my comments and she could do research on the topic, right? Now she's interviewing students in the UK who are learning English and some teachers who teach intensive English courses, okay? So her research is mainly focused on three parts. Part one is the question of whether podcasts are a useful way to help students in intensive courses to learn English. Secondly, what the advantages and disadvantages are of listening to podcasts in second language teaching and learning. And thirdly, if students or teachers don't like English podcasts and why. So that's the basis of her research. Just to give you a bit of background information on what Vicky is doing and what her research is about. But the part of the interview that I'm going to play you now is really me interviewing Vicky. And we talk about, first of all, we talk about Vicky's name, where she got the name Vicky, and the fact that actually she was given the name Vicky by her teacher in school, in middle school in China. We talk about what learners should do to help them learn English, and Vicky gives you some advice on how to learn English and the approach that you should have to learning English. Vicky gives some advice to learners of English on how to use podcasts to learn English as well. So basically, should be interesting for you to listen to someone who doesn't speak English as a second language and who has learnt English to a good level, and also lots of useful advice from someone who has learnt English and someone who knows about using podcasts to practice English. Okay, now I'm going to write a transcript to this podcast, so you can read the transcript if you want to understand every word. But you'll see from Vicky's advice that sometimes reading a transcript every time is not a good idea, because actually it doesn't really help your listening. It just means that you understand every word. So you'll hear from Vicky's advice that really what you should do with a transcript or with a podcast is listen to the podcast first without a transcript and try to understand as much as you can. Then listen and read the transcript at the same time. And then thirdly, listen to it again without reading the transcript. And you will understand a lot more by the third time. Okay? So let's see. I'm now going to play you the interview. And if you want to, you can read the transcript while you listen. But I would recommend trying to understand it without the transcript. It might be a bit difficult to listen to such a sort of natural, authentic conversation without a transcript, but I think it's very good for your listening skills if you can survive without a transcript. Okay, so listen first without a transcript, then listen to it again with a transcript, then listen to it a third time without the transcript. Okay, right, so here's the interview that I did with Vicky from China. Here it is. So, what's your name?
Vicky.
Right.
My Chinese name is Wing Su. And it's quite difficult for British people to pronounce Wing, Y-U-N.
Right, okay. So why did you choose the word Vicky? The name Vicky.
The name Vicky. Actually, the first name I picked wasn't picked by me. The first English name was picked by my teacher. It was the first day when I got into middle school, and the teacher said that you had to have an English name. So what we do is like draw lots.
You draw lots?
Draw the lots. And the first name I've got is like, I think it's like Victoria.
Yeah.
And then I changed into May because Victoria is too long for a middle school student to pronounce. And it's quite kind of, you know, when people would like to, when they invited someone out, it was like, say, hi Sophie, let's go, hi Mary, but they will never say, hi Victoria, let's go. That's too long.
Too many syllables. Yeah, Victoria. It's four syllables.
So, and it's hard for them to pronounce pronounce beautifully. So yeah. they will invite someone like called Sophie, Mary, or whatever, Jane, or whatever. So yeah. I just changed the name into May, M-A-Y.
M-A-Y,
May. But after a couple of years, I think that Vicky probably better, because I would love to use the name Victoria, which is the same name as the Queen.
And, Queen Victoria.
Yeah, Queen Victoria. And I use Vicky as my nickname so that people will find it more convenient to call me.
Vicky. Just easier to say.
Yeah, basically. It's just easier to say.
So your teacher actually gave you the name Vicky. So and you said that you drew lots. So that means obviously that there were a load of names written in a hat on bits of paper, and you put them in a hat.
No, not me to draw lots. People would walk in front of me and say, "I will now draw a lot for you, and that name on the paper should be your name." And I said, pick one of the paper and just overwrap it. And so overwrap it.
And you became Vicky.
Vicky.
Right. How did that feel to just be kind of randomly given a name? Is it all, you don't mind?
No, well, at that age, I wasn't mind at all. But now, when I think back at it, I think the teacher is kind of manipulating.
You mean just sort of, the teacher was a bit sort of inhumane, just giving you a name. Like
yeah,
that.
But it's the fastest way for her to give name for every student.
They have to do that.
Yeah. But she had also got problems, because a lot of students will came to her and complain about their names. I don't like this name, I want to change a name. The teacher was like, just go home and find a name for yourself.
Okay.
For you yourself, and just tell me what your name is.
Yeah.
But seldom the student will do that, because the student will have a problem finding a proper name for themselves.
Yeah, it's basically, I can imagine in China, it's just easier for the teacher to just give you a name. It's just easier. I can imagine it would be very, very difficult to ask every student to choose their own name, because no one would know what to choose.
Yeah, and every time when they choose a name, they will ask you whether it's a good name for me. How can I ask a question like whether it is a good name for you?
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's over 30 out of 40 students in one classroom.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just for practical purposes, they sort of randomly choose words, names for you. Okay, well, Vicky, you know, it's good. It's a kind of common name. Mm-hmm. My cousin's called Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah. So you're from China, right? So So are you studying here or...?
Studying here in Oxford University.
Ah, Oxford, the prestigious Oxford University.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. And what are you doing?
Actually, now I'm a student I'm an MSc student in education.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of doing research on podcasting and English learning and teaching as a second language.
Right. So you've found me.
Yeah. Randomly.
Randomly.
Should
okay.
be randomly, because I interviewed Ben and Ben introduced you to me, so it should be called randomly.
I guess so. Yeah. Now, so you're doing a master's degree on podcasting and learning English as a second language, right?
I'm doing a master's degree on education, e-learning. And I'm writing a research on podcasting.
Okay, mm-hmm. your dissertation is about podcasting. Okay, right. Now, obviously you speak Chinese as a first language.
Yes.
So, first of all, before we talk about podcasts briefly, do you have any just quick tips for learning English? Because obviously you're studying here at Oxford University, so your English is very good. So how... Can you just give like a few quick tips, for my listeners?
The first one is that you have to be brave enough to speak. You have to be bold enough to study. And as a Chinese, I think you have to be... you have to push yourself a little bit.
Push yourself.
Push myself.
So you need to be brave and you need to push yourself.
Push yourself a little bit to memorize those vocabularies. But I think the most important thing is to study, to learn how to communicate with people.
Mm.
Because I still remember one thing when I didn't spend a lot of time on memorizing those words or on reading. I love watching movies and love listening to this audio materials because I think you have to have the input of language, of a second language, but not only the paper work.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have the audio things, the video things, so that you could get You look, you read, you listen.
Yeah.
And that is making, and that is actually making your input diversified, and that is making you actually, I learn quicker than my peers.
So because you learn by getting audio, getting video, by reading, by having a diverse kind of exposure to English.
To English, and yeah. I kind of expose myself to the English speaking environment.
Yeah.
That's better, and probably that's the best way for Chinese students.
You have to kind of live in English.
Live in English.
Don't just learn it from a book. You need to go out there and be brave enough to try and live in it.
Yeah,
it's about taking risks, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you've got to be strong enough to take the risks. Mm-hmm. But it's also about enjoying the language, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to try and get some sort of pleasure out of what you're listening to, or try and enjoy the experience of speaking the language and improving it, isn't it?
Yeah, because so that's why I don't like the news. I don't like listening to news, especially like VOA news or especially like international news, which is about sensational news, or all about the bombing.
Yeah,
bombing or about the recession. I don't like them because
it's depressing.
Yeah, it's really depressing. And I think what it is really to me. It's nothing with.
Yeah.
It's not my business.
Mm.
And I would love to listen to something about lecture about the educational academic things about the people I like about the
yeah.
movie
yeah.
about the life actually about life.
So it's kind of like finding thinking about your interests and following them in English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't speak Japanese. I speak a little bit, but. I used to, when I lived in Japan,
mm-hmm.
I used to have a radio. I bought a radio just so I could listen to Japanese radio.
Really?
Because there was a radio station called Shonan Beach FM, which is the local radio station where I lived. And they played sort of jazz music and sort of nice, soul music and jazz music. And I thought it was the coolest thing to listen to jazz music on a radio station in Japanese, because the DJs would speak, they'd talk about the records in Japanese, and then they'd play the records, and I would listen to them speak in Japanese, and I just loved hearing Japanese people talking about jazz. In Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand what they were talking about, but I enjoyed the rhythm of the conversation, and I enjoyed identifying who they were talking about, and I used to listen and try and guess what they were talking about, and I honestly believe that sometimes I understood. I did understand what the conversation was. You know, they would be saying things like, well, that was Miles Davis, and Miles Davis is really nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
you just guess.
Yeah, like he recorded a record with John Coltrane in 1948, and you know, just by listening to a few things I can kind of try and guess what they're saying, but I just enjoyed, you know, how does a Japanese person talk about jazz music? And it was just nice listening to it. So if I was learning English,
mm-hmm.
I would be on the internet finding podcasts about the Beatles and finding listening and video things about stuff I'm interested in.
And there is one way, the last way, the ultimate
yeah.
way, if you find no way to study English.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends just made this joke. He said,
yeah.
If there's no way for you to learn English better, no better way for you, just go into a bar and grab a British boyfriend. That's
right,
the ultimate
okay.
way. If nothing, no way just to learn it. Can we put a thing to that?
Yeah, yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If there's no other way, then you just find a boyfriend or girlfriend who speaks that language. Yeah.
yeah.
Learning by doing, I think is called. Yeah. Just the other question actually that I wanted to know about is, so we talked about how I can try and improve and,
mm-hmm.
and get more out of this,
mm-hmm.
but just advice for my students, or advice for learners of English who are listening to this podcast, how can they use podcasts on the internet to improve their English? Is there any? Have you got any advice on that?
Two advice actually.
Yeah.
The first one is that the first time you listen to it, don't depend on any transcripts. Just listen to them. You could get the general message what the podcast is talking about, what this episode is talking about.
Mm.
Even though you couldn't understand it, it's better not dependent on the transcript.
Yeah, okay.
And then you could turn back to the transcript if they have one.
Yeah.
And to read them, do not read from word to word, because it's not the natural way you read things.
Yeah.
It's just pick up the general message and pick up those words you don't understand and check it and pick it up in the dictionary.
Mm.
And then you listen to them again. So you could, without the transcript, you listen to them again. So you could see you're actually making progress. And which is quite essential. It's quite critical for those students so that they could get the idea that I am making progress. So they will love it.
Mm.
It's like they'll kind of be addicted to it because they are making progress. They're happy with it.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
And the second way is that you could play the podcast whenever you want, even though you're taking a bath, because one of the students I interviewed said that, well, he just plays the podcast whenever he's at home,
yeah,
like taking a bath or cooking or whatever, because you're kind of exists in this kind of English, exposes himself to this English speaking environment. So randomly he will pick up some words and memorize something, and he will think, because it is inputted randomly, so he will produce it randomly, which makes his English more natural.
Right. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks very much, particularly for your comments about what I could do perhaps to develop it. And I'm always thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I need to become entrepreneurial.
Okay.
I need to become an entrepreneur. I hope that my rambling comments were useful.
Oh, really useful.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so that was the interview with Vicky. I hope you found that interesting. Don't forget, you can read the transcript of the whole conversation on my webpage. I've just worked really, really hard for you typing out the transcript. I've just listened to that conversation about, I don't know, 10 times just to write the transcript. So I'm working my fingers to the bone here just for you. Right. Don't worry, I'm not working that hard. You know, I enjoy it. I like doing it. I love to spread the love around the world a bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, now there is a much longer interview that Vicky did with me, and that's where she interviewed me about my teaching and about podcasts and things like that. So I think that I will post that full-length interview up as well. I will put that on the podcast as well. Now that will be quite long, possibly about 1 hour long. I'm going to put it up anyway, just so that you can listen to it. I won't actually explain any of the words, and I won't be writing a transcript for that because it's just too long. But I will put it up because I think it's interesting. It's interesting for you to listen to me talking about teaching and teaching methods and my experiences of teaching. I think that should be interesting for people who are learning English. I expect so. But I will put it up and you can listen to it or not. You can decide. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. Don't forget to keep emailing me. I've had a few emails, and they're very interesting. I really enjoy getting them. Now, if you want me to read your emails out, sometimes I read emails that people have sent me. For example, like Paula's email that I read out in the last podcast. If you're happy for me to read some of your comments on the podcast, please let me know. If you don't want me to read any of your comments out, then just let me know in the email. Just say something like, please don't read out my comments, or I'd be happy if you want to read my comments out. Because I expect it's sometimes a bit of a surprise if you suddenly hear me reading out an email that you've sent to me privately. So just let me know if you're happy for me to read your comments on the podcast. Who knows, you might get famous. You might sort of suddenly become famous around the world because you've been on Luke's English Podcast, the best and most unique English language learning podcast in the world. That's called blowing your own trumpet, that is. To blow your own trumpet. To blow your own trumpet means if you kind of speak up for yourself or say very good things about yourself, right? So it's not very modest if you blow your own trumpet. But sometimes you have to blow your own trumpet if you want to convince people that, you know, what you're doing is good or something like that. Anyway, that's enough trumpet blowing for today. That's it. Yeah, chat to you later. Cheers. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.